Artwork Newspaper Issue 212, March to April 2020. Title, Scaphias, Zulus, Fifias, and Farines and Sixarines too. Caption, Nick Jones mugs up on traditional boat building terms for his local pub quiz team. Picture, Blythe tall ship Williams II and pipeline laying vessel. Courtesy, Nick Jones. Strong-armed into joining the pub quiz team, I protest that I'm a liability. Our team has landed the booby prize 3 times recently. Luckily the first set of questions is about boats, and, surprisingly, I know what Scaphias, Zulus and Fifias have in common, because I've just been to the Blythe Tall Ship Boatyard, north of the Tyne, where traditional boat-building craftsmanship is being kept alive. They are all luggers, Scottish fishing vessels with a four-cornered lug sail, suspended from a spar called a yard. I'm shown round by lead shipwright John Bell, who has designed, and is now building a replica of a Zulu, so named as the first of them was built in Lossiemouth in 1879, the year of the Zulu Wars in South Africa. He leads a team of retired engineers, boat builders, and volunteers, teaching boat building skills to young trainees and unemployed people. The project offers NVQs, National Vocational Qualifications, in Marine Engineering Levels 1, 2, and 3. Trainees get plenty of experience, not just in building, but also in maintaining, restoring, and sailing different types of boat. It's good to see them still being made by hand. Outside, there's a pile of offcuts. Cutting to the right size and shape is tricky. BTS work with one of the biggest timber yards in Northumberland, who supply wood including oak and larch. The Zulu's keel is greenwood from Guyana. Centuries in the growing, its weight, density, and water resistance make it ideal for marine use. Many joints use special dowels called tree nails, aka trenail or trenel, and there's another skill, ensuring the different expansion and contraction qualities of different timbers work well together, to secure a tight fit despite variations in temperature, stress, and humidity. Boat building demands precision woodworking skills, and an ability, not just to envision the relationship between different sections of the hull in 3 dimensions, but also to appreciate the dynamics as the timbers are exposed to all the pressures affecting a boat moving fast through the water. And how fast? The Zulu could touch 16 knots under full sail, a great asset, when it came to getting the herring back into port, as first in made the best prices. John's lucky to have experts to hand, including one of the few people who know about traditional rigging. Other boats being worked on include a Farine, designed for 4 hours, and a forerunner of the Sixarene, based on an Old Norse design. Alongside is a traditional cobble, flat-bottomed for easy beaching, essential given the scarcity of deep-water harbours on the Northumberland coast. John is 18 months, and some £50,000, into the project, and reckons it could be the same again, and then some, before she sails. Funding is an issue. It takes time and effort to find, apply for and then meet the criteria of key supporters like the Heritage Lottery Fund. An important port since medieval times, this project has helped to revitalize Blythe's quayside, attracting complementary enterprises, even a restaurant. In the past it was shipbuilding, fishing, and shipping coal that provided work. Today Port of Blythe is a major base for huge support vessels for the North Sea oil and gas fields, and, increasingly, offshore wind farms. Also dockside lies Williams II, a 36-meter gaff-rigged ketch, built in Denmark in 1914, that gives the Blythe Tall Ship project its name. Double-hulled in oak, to withstand icy polar waters, she is similar to the original Williams that Blythe's famous Captain William Smith sailed south to discover Antarctica in 1819. There are plans for William II to set sail for northwest Scotland in May, and then to sail the Northumberland coast in the summer. Crewed with the help of young trainees, it offers great opportunities for anyone interested in trying their hand at crewing and sailing tall ships. Interested in joining William II for a few days, or longer? Then keep an eye on the website. Meantime, back in the boatyard, Janice Snowball and Astrid Adams are making sure that the crew will be as warm as can be, in the traditional garment, by organizing the hand knitting of many ganses. The gansi, or goonsi, using wool retaining natural lanolin, is spun with a hard twist, then tightly knitted, to be as waterproof as possible, repelling rain and spray. The Blythe Tall Ship gansi, with its own special design, comes into colors, navy for sailors, and gray for supporters. Amazingly, over 100 volunteers from all over the world are knitting away, and, if you fancy joining them, get in touch for details. Fancy a BTS Gansy? You will soon be able to buy one, at a price that reflects hours of skilled knitting, and to raise funds for the project. Still wondering what a fiffy and a scaffy are? A fiffy was developed in Fife to fish for herring using drift nets. The Reaper is a great example, and usually docked in Anstruther, home of the Scottish Fisheries Museum. A scaffy is a clinker-built Scottish fishing boat, lightweight for easier beaching. Not to be confused with the skiff, a rowing boat for pleasure and leisure, which has seen something of a revival in recent years. There are crews in small harbors up and down the northeast and beyond, best seen on regatta days. Blythe Tall Ship Project. www.blythetallship.co.uk and www.blythetallship.co.uk/friends/Gansy. Scottish Fisheries Museum. www.scottfishmuseum.org/